Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Lloyd Langford, who joins us remotely from Melbourne, and Barry is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week. The heat is on. It's on the street. It may be on in the street, but it's not going on in this house. Sian wants the heating on. Rod doesn't. Find out who wins. Here.
Well, I have turned the heating on, so me, I win.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. I can't. I weigh half a ton and I can't get out of bed. And I put Strictly on and get out of my f***ing bedroom. Giant pet rabbit has his own bedroom and loves watching Strictly come dancing.
Is he from the north?
I don't know why I did him as northern. Just came out northern. I don't think he is northern, but, right. But find out in
okay.
the episode.
Ooh, find out Ooh. Whether he's a northern rabbit.
Is he a northern massive rabbit or not? Coming up in the show today. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Talking of Strictly, we talk to the man who composed the Strictly theme tune, and he offers to create a new theme tune for us, The Froth, free of charge. And we are all genuinely frothing with excitement to see what he comes up with next week.
That is exciting.
That is genuinely exciting. Every breath you take stinks. Survey reveals bad breath is the biggest turnoff. These boots aren't made for walking. That's not what they're gonna do. Because these boots that you have bought me are shit. Rod is still whinging about the shit Wellington boots Sian bought him for Christmas.
So ungrateful.
And those are the headlines. So, it is the first episode back, Series 3. This is the launch. It's episode 25, Series 3, Episode 1, also known as... We've got Lloyd Langford coming up in a minute. Very exciting to be back after our little break.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Did you enjoy your little break?
I did enjoy my break.
Okay, that's enough about that. I tell you what, before we get Lloyd Langford on from Australia... Mr. Lloyd is waiting for us patiently up on the top of the screen there. He's in Melbourne. Give him a little wave. But before we speak to him, let's deal with any social media. I expect it's going to be good. After weeks away on a break, I expect the social media is really good stuff backing up, yeah?
Deal with is like what you say when you need to deal with the bins or vermin.
Well, in that case, my language was entirely appropriate. Let's have the social media. I will get the bin ready.
Actually, talking of bins, we've somebody asking about your bin again.
Ah, oh, now, on what? The subject of the bin.
Right.
On the subject of the bin, this is interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. because the bin goes back a long way. I bought an electric bin, battery operated. You wave your hand above it, don't need to touch it. Super hygienic, especially in COVID times.
It's not hygienic.
Especially in COVID times.
It's not hygienic.
Bin top opens, because chuck your stuff in there, no need to touch the bin.
If the lid...
Bin closes like a BMW
If it runs
door
out of batteries,
a little
which it often does, you have to use your hand...
I've changed the batteries once on it,
open
actually.
The filthy, disgusting lid.
No. I've changed the batteries once on it. There was a short hiatus, a short delay.
You could use your foot, and that is proper hygienic. You could use your foot in a normal pedal bin.
I get excited by that bin.
I know, but what does that say about you?
Other people get it.
Right,
what's this person say about the bin? I bet you,
well,
they're on my side.
It's written in crayon.
Right, okay.
Well, right.
Fine. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that on Twitter.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Froth. I have recently discovered this hilarious podcast and I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, what's it called?
I have binge listened to all the episodes of the past few days. It's made me laugh every single episode. It really cheered me up. P.S. Where did Rod get the battery powered bin?
Right.
I would love to get my hands
on
one.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, ironically,
Jake...
you don't put your hands on it. So you'll never get your
hands
on it. What's their name again?
Jake,
this great correspondent.
Jake Church.
Jake Church.
Again, sounds like a made up name.
Jake Church.
Is this you? Are these you? And you're like, oh, I wonder... Yeah.
I'm not Jake Church. I don't even know how to use Twitter.
You do.
I don't. I'm not Jake Church.
Okay.
Jake Church. The irony is that you won't need to put your hands
you
on
do,
the
You do, Jake. When the batteries run out, you
Only
do.
Only when the batteries
and
run
batteries
out.
And the batteries do
Roughly
run out.
Roughly once a year.
And you're going to have to touch
Jake,
that bin lid.
The batteries in
which,
the lid,
if you had...
then you just wave your hand above it and it will open. And
if
it
you
will
had
the side
a
third,
normal...
You never have to touch it.
A normal pedal bin.
I know what you're
You would not have to touch it with your hand.
How'd you get the bag out? Because wouldn't it just keep opening all the time? No, there's a little button on the back, Jake. And you switch that off. And then you can remove the top, take the bin out and replace the bin. So you do not need to touch... anywhere near the unhygienic areas of the...
Still better to have a pedal bin that you just use your foot.
Well, let's see how many people write in next week going, oh, a pedal bin? Where'd you get that? Can't wait to get my foot on it. Our special guest this week, all the way, there he is again, Mr. Lloyd. It's Lloyd Langford. How are you, Lloyd?
Very good, thank you.
Hi, Lloydie.
Dealing with the hot weather here.
Now listen, it is very cold. It's about pretty much freezing today. It looks like it could
yes,
snow.
Yes, and I'm not allowed to put the heating on.
You're not allowed
it's
to put the
heating on. Pretty much freezing
before
in here today.
Before we came on air.
Rod's mouth has collapsed with frost.
Before we came on air, Sian said, can we put the heating on? I said, no, obviously not. We've got the heat. We've got a little radiator on here, a little convection heater, which is perfectly adequate. There's no reason to heat the rest of the place.
Okay.
When we're not in other rooms.
Well, let's just stay in this small basement room.
Well, we are staying in this small basement room. That is what we're doing
for the next
few hours. So staying in the basement.
Okay, but when we go upstairs, it'll be so cold.
And then you put the heating on upstairs.
Yeah, and what do you do in the interim?
Stay in this room with the heater on.
Or just stay in here, wait for the rest of the house to get...
Well, no, the rationale is...
I'm with Sean
you heat
on this.
The place...
Come on, Barry.
Okay.
I'm with
okay.
Sean.
Where does it end?
A house is meant to be a little haven away from the rest of the world. It isn't.
You've got an oven behind you. You can just put the grill on.
No,
maybe.
It doesn't work, Lloyd.
It doesn't work.
Rod won't get it plugged in.
Oh, it's just for show, is it?
It's wasteful to get it plugged in, right? It's wasteful to get it plugged in and all it wired up.
Decorative
celebrity. Celebrity Rod Gilbert's got an oven in every room.
That's what they say
about
me. Yeah,
we won't
turn it on. That is what they say about me. So what's the weather like? It's frosty. It's a frosty day here in London, Lloyd. What's the weather like there in Melbourne?
It's a mid-30s.
God.
That's in Celsius, degrees Celsius.
Bloody
I'm so yeah.
You
jealous.
Are baking. What's it like in your... Have you got the heating on there?
We have got an air conditioning unit on because... God. Normally we'd have the windows open, but there is a party of sort of mid-20s.
Are you allowed to party there now then? Is it? You're not in any kind of restrictions, COVID restrictions? That you're not allowed. We're not allowed to party here. No parties.
I think
you're not even allowed to have fun now.
I think you can have, it's either 15 or 30 people in your house. Either way, that's a party.
That's too many people in normal times.
That's not too many people,
people
for a party, Sian.
30?
Yeah.
I'd be crossing people off. If we had 30
I know
people,
you're
not, I'd be like, oh, come on.
You're not popular enough to assemble 30 people.
I am.
I realise that. But
oh, you
most...
are. You are, Mr. Let's
I
Keep All 30... the Rooms, like, freezing.
Well, if we had a party, I'll put the heating on for a bit.
I mean, we're not popular enough really to have 15 year unless like a rugby team's bus broke down. They all needed to use the toilet.
In my, I once had a house party, and a stag do from Haverford West turned up.
Oh God!
Which made me look so popular, but also made me look like I had loads of mates who were really like mental. They were great, good value.
So you're not on lockdown anymore. Myself
and Anne, my girlfriend, we had very big birthdays because we were locked in serious lockdown for both of our birthdays.
So Melbourne, you had big birthdays.
Afterwards.
Lots of presents.
Oh, did you?
Oh, that's nice.
So you didn't do much for Christmas then, presents-wise?
No, I got a book about octopuses.
Octopi, surely.
I think either two.
He hasn't read it yet, Barry. Don't spoiler alert. Fine.
I beg your pardon.
Is that true, Lloyd? You know that now, that you can use octopus or octopuses or octopi? Is that
octopi?
I think either's acceptable.
Is it?
Sheeps.
Is that as shit a present as it sounds?
No, but I'm interested in octopuses.
Lloyd,
Was
it a cartoon book?
No, it's like an actual sort of science book about how smart they are.
Really?
Is it pop-up?
one of them predicted World Cup scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Paul.
Oh, love him, Paul. Oh,
he wrote this book, actually.
He wrote the book on octopuses, didn't he, old Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Anyway, do you know what Sian got me for? What else did she get you apart from a book about octopuses, Lloyd?
I got the other thing was a trip on the blues train.
LSD? On the blues train?
There's a train you can get in Victoria, which has got a different blues band in every carriage.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and every time it stops, you change carriages, and there's a bar and there's a dinner and everything, but she's only got one ticket. And the blues train is next to this incredibly expensive day spa place.
Yeah.
So she's going there.
So I think she's going there.
And you're on your own on a blues train.
I'm on my own in the blues train with all the...
Sounds like a great evening.
Music. Singing the blues.
You're on your own in a blues thing, just changing carriages every 5 minutes.
Sounds I was great. On my own. Da, 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 da. On a blues train.
Changing carriages every stop, it reminds me of trying to get from Port Talbot to Cardiff without a ticket.
Before we go on, I want to know, what have you learned about octopuses?
Can I say one thing quickly? Sorry, just to clear something up. The online Oxford Dictionary states that the standard plural is octopuses, that octopedes is still occasionally used, and that octopi is incorrect. So I'm very sorry.
Well, okay.
Thanks for that, Barry.
We all know a little bit more about octopuses now than we did a moment ago. Lloyd, what have you learned about octopuses? Come on. Lloyd's Fact Fountain, octopuses, go.
I haven't started the book yet.
Oh,
bloody hell, Lloyd.
I tell you what, you were obviously mad keen for that book.
Yeah, well, I've been, socialising and...
Not much. Pandemic.
No, it's more relaxed here, so,
that's true.
I can go and see other people and...
You can read the octopus book in your own sweet time.
I watched a documentary about a guy who befriended an octopus.
Did you?
Which is on Netflix.
Was that a cartoon?
Right.
No, Sian, none of the things that I do with octopuses are cartoons.
When you say befriended an octopus, Lloyd, on social media or in person?
Social media.
We got catfished by an octopus. He was this guy that... he had some life as like a wildlife photographer or something, and he burned himself out traveling the world and all that, and then he ended up living in this house on the coast in, I think it's South Africa, and he would swim out every day and like look at the reefs, and he found an octopus.
Aww.
That he sort of made friends with.
Right.
Yeah, friends is probably too strong a word. They were passing acquaintances.
Yeah, they're passing. Colleagues is too strong. He wasn't working, was he? No.
Yeah.
He would go to the same place every day and see the octopus, basically, and the octopus became
acquainted
used to his
him.
Presence.
Was he under the illusion, this guy? Because probably what happened was that the octopus lived in that spot. Was he under the yeah. illusion that the octopus was turning up there as well to meet?
Or the octopus is stuck. Well, why didn't you help me?
You might have seen this amazing footage where...
Oh, it's not the bit where they shake hands, isn't it? It takes about an hour and a half.
An octopus is being like bothered by a bunch of fish and it picks
a
up...
A bunch of fish.
A bunch of fish.
I think that's bananas is a bunch, isn't it? It's a shoal of fish, probably.
Okay.
School, isn't it?
He picks up all the shells in the area with his... arms or legs, I don't know, his appendages.
Hands.
I haven't read the
book yet. You need to read
this
book fast, mate.
Yeah.
And then he sticks them all, the shells, all to his limbs. And
suckers.
Then he suckers. And then he turns into like a... He's impenetrable, basically, because he's formed a carapace of
really?
He's built an armored shell around himself.
Of shells.
Other shells.
Yes.
Clever.
I think maybe this guy was the first person to
witness it.
Film this in the wild.
So when did they become friends? Was it? Hello.
Well, I think the octopus is naturally afraid of him, but he goes there for like 18 months or something every day.
The octopus goes, for fuck's sake.
So the octopus is
when's
scared.
When's he
going to
get the
him,
message?
And he just keeps turning up.
It's like stalking.
This guy's got no boundaries.
Well, he's in the ocean. I mean, the octopus is like, it's not like he's cornered him at a party. The octopus
is exactly
the
like
the
that.
Sea.
Yeah, but it's the aquatic version of being cornered at a party and being told to talk
about
work.
Yeah, but
it's
still his house where he lives.
It's where he lives.
It's like if I rocked up outside your flat all the time and I could say, well, you've got the whole rest of the
I
world.
I made a
to
friend
go.
With a fish once. Do you remember?
What?
The finding,
oh, God.
The finding,
God, here we go.
A finding
here we
Nemo.
Go. There's always a moment in every podcast called? Where Sean says something like, I made friends with a fish once.
No,
remember?
I really did, though.
Yeah. Well, you gave her we goldfish mouth to mouth.
Yeah, I did. But I did do that. Yeah. No, I made friends with the fish. You know, one of those fish, that, the one in Finding Nemo, the orange one with the white stripes.
Yeah, it was him, was it?
Yeah, yeah. No, but it
clown,
looked like...
Is it clownfish or angelfish?
Yes. And when we were snorkeling, do you remember? We used to go over there and see him every day and wave at him.
Yeah. What happened was... that
we went snorkeling.
We went to the Maldives and went snorkeling and there was a fish there who lived on that reef. And he was, I imagine, utterly oblivious to Sean's presence.
Nah, we were really good friends.
You okay.
I used to wave at him every day.
Yeah. And what was his response?
Well, he just looked
measured,
up.
Was it?
No, he'd look up and then like...
He'd look up.
He was taciturn.
Yeah.
He'd look up and then swim off.
I think he was comforted
by my
presence.
That counts as friendship.
Yes. I've had worse
friendships. You didn't have the time... You didn't have the time scale of this guy. You were, I imagine
that's
you were
true.
In Maldives
I was only there
for
like
10
days.
Something.
Yeah. I got horribly burnt.
He put in.
I got horribly burnt because I went.
By a fish.
I thought.
Anyway, I did make friends with a fish. It's easily done.
Now, on to Christmas presents.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
What did you get?
Right. So, Sean and I spend a lot of time walking, I spend a lot of time in muddy fields and cliff paths and. You know, walking in the countryside, basically. And I got walking boots, but a lot of it is too boggy and too wet and too muddy and feels and stuff. So Sean's got a pair of wellies, right? And Sean has bought one of those, they're called Hunter, that brand. You know, they're quite slow.
I know.
They're the kind of wellies that people who drive Range Rovers in the Cotswolds and wear barbers.
They're
and
basically
get out with their...
the only wellies that you can look attractive in.
Yeah, they are... You know the kind
wellies.
Of thing. They're comfy wellies.
They've got a heel on them.
They've got a proper sole on them. They're comfortable. They fit well. They're like you can walk for miles in them.
Yeah.
Now, because we do a lot of walking, I said to Sean, I wouldn't mind a pair of wellies. Actually, it is too boggy and too wet for my walking boots. Now, I assumed that she would get something like those Hunter wellies that she's got in a really comfortable boot that you can walk with. I didn't think that she would get me... The kind of wellies that are a farmer literally just crosses the yard in, mucks out the cow shed, and then sprays the shit off his wellies at the end of the evening and then leaves them outside the back door.
To be fair, it could have been worse. It could have been those frog ones with the eyes.
That wouldn't have been worse. I will get you and show you on Zoom. I'll show you,
I think
first of
fine.
All, two pairs of wellies. I'll show you Sean's. And I'll show you the ones that Sian got me for Christmas. Don't forget, we live
well,
in
I
London.
Guess. I mean, you don't want to upstage your wife.
Exactly,
if you
Lloyd.
Had a sexier his pair of wear.
Exactly. See?
Yeah,
really
they're
sexy.
Classic.
They are
with
sexy.
A logo up there.
Nice heel on that.
They're like riding boots, right?
This is my Christmas present.
I don't.
Oh, I thought you'd got him hunters.
No.
I thought you'd got him just plain hunters. I didn't realise you'd gone for Dunlop.
Literally, like a pair of fucking waders.
The type of welly that you'd pay to throw at your headmaster at a fete.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are, you stop in the garage you wear, and you get them. They're $4.99.
They weren't $4.99. And I've explained this. They didn't have your size on the Hunter website, and there was a waiting list.
I bet there wasn't a waiting list for those.
No. Oh, no, they were giving them away.
Well, if there was, there'd be a load of farmers just queuing up outside a mart.
No, in all fairness, I have just had a little search for Dunlop wellies, and I've seen them for as much as
£8.33. Do you know what? I'm going to find out how
sorry,
much
sorry,
they
Sorry, sorry, that place must have been really cheap, because another one is £9.99, so sorry.
Hang on,
that was my main present. That's my main Christmas
Only.
Yeah, Dunlop Green Flash.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I have those.
They do quite trendy retro trainers. I accept that. But that is pure and simple a farmer's welly that they wear with their big green overalls. Just the
smells
ones
of
just,
bleach.
The ones that smell of bleach, and you just hose the cow shit off them at the end of the day. That is, they are not worn anywhere outside of a farmyard.
Animal in there.
Such a liar.
Those are worn in the farmyard, exclusively in the farmyard.
I remember when I was ordering them, I was like, oh, can I, there's a waiting list for the Hunter ones. Are these okay? And you were like, yeah, anyone. Yeah, you know what I'm like. So laid back about everything. Yeah, I don't mind. And then I knew it. As soon as I go ahead with it, you mock me.
Here's a little story for you. Look at this one. Just a little cheeky one. A little cheeky one I've circled in the paper here. The headline is Save Your Breath. Mm-hmm. 40%, it says, God, I'm really having to hold this away from me in my eyesight now. 40% of young Brits admit they've got pals with bad breath, but wouldn't dream of telling them, a poll
really?
Hang on. First of all, is that poll from like a Listerine or a mouthwash company or a toothpaste company?
Yeah,
doesn't say.
Probably.
Because they nearly always are, aren't
that's
they? You
really
go, hang
canny.
On a minute.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
Oh, wow.
What, so
they normally do say
tell
yeah,
their mates,
the
but
poll
they,
by
Listerine. But they tell a tabloid.
It's just in the tabloid. It says 40% of young Brits admit they've got pals with bad breath but wouldn't dream of telling them a poll found. I mean, who did that? Why would you not have any more information? I think I'll do a poll about how many people know people with bad breath but wouldn't tell them. I think
as well, face masks probably at the moment exacerbate the bad breath because you.
Do you think?
Your mouth
well, only
is,
to yourself
is,
though.
I think it's saved a lot of relationships, to be honest, because that you can't smell people's breath anymore.
I think most of the anti-maskers have bad breath.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got bad breath sometimes.
Everyone has sometimes.
You do a lot of the time.
You do all the time.
You do more.
Oh, you do.
Yours fucking stinks.
Why are we together?
You know, I've grown to like it now.
Your breath? It's all right.
I don't think I've got halitosis. I don't think I've got
proper... You haven't got halitosis.
Have I?
No.
Do you know what, oh, you know what you're supposed
nice.
To do?
It's a nice thing to say.
That's the most romantic thing
darling.
I've said in ages.
That is the most. Thank you, darling.
You don't have halitosis.
Do you know what? You don't have halitosis either.
Thank you.
That's all right.
You know, you can have those breath mints, right? But they have a laxative ingredient in them. So
why?
I think
why?
Oftentimes
breath
you're
smells
just
nice. Now you stick a shit.
You're just moving the problem further south.
Yeah. You know, your breath smells nice today, dear, but can I just have a word about your trousers and pants because you've shat yourself. So.
So you're on a date and you're like, right, I think I've got bad breath, but do I want to risk having to run off to the loo?
Do you want the good news or the bad news? Yeah. Right?
Which one do you
have the good news first. Your breath smells nice.
Lots of mints have an ingredient in them called sorbitol that's
a laxative.
A laxative, yeah.
Are they?
There's another one here that says a survey has shown bad breath to be the biggest turnoff, and 41% with bad breath came top of the poll for looking for the biggest turnoffs when looking for a new partner. Bearing in mind, political views was 5%.
No.
What?
Political views was 5%.
It goes, only 5%?
Bad breath, 41%. Body odour, 34%.
You can sort that out, though. You can sort body odour.
You can't sort bad breath out. There's nothing you can do.
No, but you can sort body odour.
Yeah. With bad breath, there's nothing you can do.
I know a woman who went on a date with somebody and and he had, you could smell his feet.
What was the date?
Oh, it was my mum's friend. I can't remember. They went out for dinner or something. And she was internet dating for the first time. And she was like, I could smell his feet.
Are you sure they weren't in a fondue restaurant?
Is that what number does she that come in on?
She could smell his feet as a treat, like after the meal, or you could just smell his feet generally because they were so bad.
Just generally. Like they were sitting treat. Down as a treat.
So what? So 5% political views.
Yeah. 6% facial hair. 7%, what? 7% what? Stained teeth. Yeah.
Facial stained hair? Teeth. Stained teeth?
I tell you who's coming out really badly out of this. Fidel Castro. He smoked cigars.
Stained teeth.
He had a beard, and his political views were pretty extreme.
Now, my giant £20 pet rabbit loves watching Strictly on TV and has his own bedroom. That's the headline.
And has his own bedroom.
Here's your frothy story, right? Sean, Barry. My giant £20 pet rabbit loves watching Strictly and has his own bedroom.
Hang on. The main bit of that story is that he has his own bedroom.
Do you want to see him a picture of him?
How big is
he? Yeah, he is. Here he is. Right. Proud owner Lynn Hobson hopes that her massive bunny's star quality means that he will make it as a successful animal model and get him even more fans on Instagram. Jester, the rabbit, is so big. Jester is so big he has his own bedroom in his owner's home. Get ready. Get ready for this. Get ready for this.
Wow.
Oh, my life.
He's bigger than Rosie.
Oh, my God. That is a big rabbit.
Oh, let's have a look.
Is a big rabbit.
He's bigger than Rosie.
He's a boat. Yeah, he probably. Well, I don't know.
Look at his
feet. I reckon that's her husband massive. In a rabbit costume.
And she's got him around the waist. Oh,
is
he's
that,
so
is that?
I've never seen a rabbit that big.
No.
Is that rabbit, I've never seen a rabbit that big because of its genetics?
Let's read on.
That woman doesn't know how to feed a rabbit.
He's got his own room, remember? Jester the giant rabbit is so big, he has his own bedroom in his owner's home. And Lynn Hobson admits her £20 pet is spoiled rotten.
Gosh.
Yeah, I bet he fucking is.
He even
I bet she's feeding his Sunday dinners.
Yeah.
£20 rabbit? That rabbit costs more than your Willis.
He's £20 in weight, as you well know.
Yeah, but I bet you he is more expensive than your shoes.
He's definitely more expensive than my shitty Christmas wellies. He even sits on the sofa with his owner watching Strictly Come Dancing on the BBC.
Oh, he must be so much fun.
He has three beds to rest his huge head, including one in his own room.
Three beds?
Yeah. Three beds?
He's got a bed in the lounge, a bed outside, and a bed in his room, and a bed somewhere else. Jester is a continental giant, Lloyd, also known as a German giant, a large breed of rabbit.
Gosh.
Lynn, 60, from Scunthorpe, said Jester is the best pet anyone could wish for. His character is absolutely lovely. He's very loving, calm, and well-behaved.
How big are his
Just
clocks?
As well, isn't it?
How big are he?
Imagine if he was a fucking nutter.
He's well behaved because he's fucking digesting all them Yorkshire puddings she's feeding him. He hasn't got the energy to do anything.
How big are his plots?
His plops?
Yeah, you know, little rabbit
his
pellets.
Books. I don't know, I'll read on and see if it talks about his plops. I love him so much.
Oh.
I love him so much, and I spoil him rotten. He's like a child to me, really. Everything that I do, he follows me, whether it's watching television or doing the washing up. He's very sociable. The retired chef. That's not the rabbit. That's what? Her, I think. No wonder he's so big. And all chefs are like, don't you? They always try everything. That's probably what it... No, she's the chef.
Our next door neighbour is looking after a rabbit at the moment.
She is looking after a rabbit.
And he is following her around.
He is following her around.
Yeah.
She wasn't too keen on him for the first few days. She found him a bit boring.
Yeah, but now they've bonded.
You'd know if this rabbit was following you around because you'd feel his breath on the back of your fucking neck.
Yeah. You see the shadow looming behind you. The retired chef, who lives with husband and ex-serviceman Peter, bought Jester last year when he was just a few weeks old. She has since toilet trained him so that he can live in the house as opposed to a hutch outside. Everyone who meets him falls in love.
Oh. How is he toilet trained? What?
I didn't know you could toilet erotic. Train a rabbit. I had a rabbit as a child, and he definitely wasn't toilet trained.
No, Mars.
I mean, 100% wasn't. Even he couldn't. You couldn't. My
grandfather once built a hutch for my brother's pet rabbit called Smokey, and he built several compartments into the hutch, like a sort of bedroom.
Yeah.
Living.
You know,
living
like
area.
A living area.
Lobby.
And. and a sort of water closet, sort of toilet area. And my grandpa was absolutely furious that Smokey was shitting in the living room and the bedroom.
I love him.
He had a specific toilet room and he flagrantly ignored it.
Would he shout at him?
I'm not sure you can. Maybe you can. Let's read on. Maybe Smokey could have learnt to use the water closet.
So does this rabbit use like a cat tray?
I don't know. We'll find out now. She's toilet trained him so he can live in the house.
I reckon he flushes a toilet.
Goes in there with a newspaper under his paw.
I'm so good. I'll give it 10 minutes in there.
Yeah, I'll give it 10 minutes in there.
Lynn is hoping the appearances will kickstart Jester's modelling career. And she created a profile for him on her website, which he could be selected for further work.
What? But hang on, what could you model as a massive rabbit?
Says hopefully he can do a bit more modelling work next year, especially around Easter.
Oh. But what could you model as a massive rabbit?
Could be a brand ambassador for vibrators.
Yeah.
Barry.
But you know,
he's entering a very
an influencer.
Jester's entering a very crowded marketplace. You think about it. You've got Bugs Bunny.
Rabbit.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And he's
Bugs Bunny.
He'll never die because
it's not that crowded, Lloyd, is it? Bugs Bunny.
Jessica. Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit.
Roger
Jessica
Rabbit.
Roger. The Caramel Rabbit.
The Caramel Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
I really fancied Clive. That Caramel Rabbit.
Everyone fancied the Caramel Rabbit.
It's almost like they did it deliberately.
Yeah.
Do you know who she was voiced by, the Caramel Rabbit?
I was just Googling to remind myself. Ooh. Go on. Who is it?
To remind myself.
No, I knew it was someone famous. I couldn't remember who it was.
Who is it?
Miriam Margolyes.
It wasn't Miriam Margolyes or Margolyes.
It was, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was.
I bet
it was.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it really was.
No,
amazing.
It doesn't sound at all. It's all husky and smooth.
Yeah, but she can do that voice.
Can she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Well. The continental giant. That's not Miriam Margolyes. That's the rabbit.
Take it easy.
Also, the continental giant, also known as the German giant, is a very large breed of rabbit, originally bred for meat.
Yeah, they do that. I had a friend who had a pet, and the rabbit was massive because it had been bred for meat.
Really?
It wasn't like a pet rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how you get rabbit meat.
The longest on record is 4 feet 4 inches long.
Did she save it? Did she save it?
Did she what?
Did she save the rabbit?
What rabbit?
Her rabbit.
Did she save it?
Yeah, from being from being bred for meat.
Oh, I see. What are you talking about?
No, where did she get it from?
It was a rescue rabbit.
Yeah, it was a rescue rabbit.
Oh, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like she's going to breed him for meat, does it, so far?
No, 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 not her. But
when, in his own room.
When she bought it, did
she's
she
really
it?
Lulling him into a false sense of security if she's going to butcher him for meat. He's on the sofa watching Strictly Come Dancing. When the series ends, she's like, right, fuck it, get a cleaver out.
She must have saved
right, that's it. The finals are done. They've announced the winner. Come on.
But you don't buy him in like Wyville, do you?
Yeah.
You can't buy him in the shop.
You can't buy him in Wyville. What, the garden centre in Carmarthen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? No, you but buy... you can't buy a massive rabbit in a shop.
You'd have to go.
Is that strictly true? I mean, you probably like... can in a pet shop, can't you?
No, not a big one.
No.
What do you mean no? Don't say no so confidently. I said you probably can't look at ketchup. No. Oh no, you won't get a rabbit that big in a pet shop.
You won't.
Oh no.
You'd have to go to a specialist dealer.
Yeah, you would have to go to a specialist dealer. Like a meat dealer.
A butcher's?
Yeah.
Let's go to the butcher's tomorrow and go, I'll have four sausages. You haven't got a massive rabbit, have you? Like a live massive live rescue rabbit.
Who likes Strictly? I'd love
you could follow the chain. You could follow the chain backwards.
Go on.
You could say who supplies you with your rabbit meat.
Yeah. And then go to there. Yeah.
Set them
and,
free.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You could keep going. Eventually, back. You know, you'd end up in Germany, I imagine. Yeah.
I'm gonna level you now. I'm probably not gonna bother.
I'd love a massive rabbit.
Look at this. Nishni Nivgrov in the comments says, our neighbour's son had a huge white rabbit like this. That's it.
Right.
End of comment. Our neighbour's son had a huge white rabbit like this. See you, everyone. Bye-bye.
they're good pets, though, aren't they? They're very placid.
Yeah, calming.
My aunt kept rabbits, says Conks. Conks. Oh, the comment says, my aunt kept rabbits for food for her family. When they were going to have rabbit pie / stew, she would ask the kids which one to kill.
Oh, God.
Quite true. Some people don't know real life.
Real life.
Some people don't know real life. I mean, that is real life. That is.
That's not real life.
Real life. It is. Real life is when you pop in, you say, do you mind if I stop? I know you're watching telly, kids. I know you've got CBeebies on there. But I'm just trying to decide which of the rabbits to kill. I've done
tossed a coin. I've done the spuds, that they're ready. It's just we need to get the meat on.
Which one of the pets do you like the least?
Oh, God. Horrendous.
That's real life. Yeah, I know it. I know it's hard to hear.
That's real life.
So it might be hard to hear, kids, but, you know, welcome to the real world.
Welcome
to the real world. Now turn CBeebies up because I'm going to go and fucking machete this rabbit to bits in the kitchen. Somebody asking, how do you toilet train a rabbit? Good question.
It is a good question.
Somebody saying they can be litter tray trained like cats. They can be litter tray trained. Somebody says that's from somebody.
Their poos are complete, aren't they?
Yeah, like little dough balls.
What do you mean they're complete?
Unlike yours, Lloyd.
What do you mean they're complete? I'd have to.
Like little pellets.
They come ready assembled.
Yeah, they're pellets. They're sort of like fully...
Like rounded.
Form. That it's not like a dog's poo.
Oh, no, but a dog's poo. I mean, you have to let it come out and then build it yourself. Flat pack,
I mean, it doesn't matter if a rabbit shits in your living room floor is what I'm saying.
Lloyd,
it's easy to pick up.
It really does.
It really does, Lloyd, yeah. That's where, you're going wrong.
And guys, you lived together for over a decade.
Yeah. What did I tell you, Lloyd?
Have you not learned anything, Lloyd?
I'm sick of wading through rabbit pellets just to turn the TV off.
I know what you mean,
to
though, Lloyd.
Strictly on.
When I had a rabbit as a kid, our rabbit used to just hop about and they pellet like literally every three hops. Like constant pellet. But it doesn't really matter because you can't just pick it up.
It does matter.
No, but you can pick it up.
What shape it matters if... It matters if you don't pick it up, but what I'm saying is, it's like,
it doesn't matter.
If a rabbit shit in your floor, you could easily pick it up and
yeah, but it's still
it
shit. You don't want to pick it up with your hands. I mean, if I had a shit, even if it came out beautifully, I'm not gonna. It does matter.
Our rabbit used to poo.
Do you know,
in
like
the
a, like our, it's acceptable for a horse to shit in the street, but not a dog.
Yes.
No, it is acceptable for a dog to shit in the street. It's just isn't it? As domestic animals, we tend to pick it up. Whereas if you imagine the size of the bags you've got to carry around after your horse.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't get off your horse and bag it up every time, can you?
Yeah, but that's not why.
It would really ruin the flow of the Grand National. Especially with them little jockeys.
They were in the middle of the course. It's just people going, oh, God, oh, God, it's still hot. Trying to bag it up and pass me the shovel. And make it a much more interesting race.
So much more interesting.
Definitely.
Bill Wiz on the comments.
Oh, again?
Bloody Bill Wiz.
Bill Wiz has got such form.
He spends his life on the internet.
Such form, Bill Wiz. Every comment thing ever. Bill Wiz on the end of this one, right? He's beautiful. This is Therese. He's beautiful. He deserves all the goodness that she gives him and more besides. Animals are wonderful. Bill Wiz, couple of decent lucky key rings there.
He's also severely underestimated the amount of feet on a rabbit.
Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. By exactly 50%.
That's hilarious.
Terry says, no wonder I can't find carrots in the supermarket. Anymore. No wonder I can't find carrots in the supermarket anymore.
Anymore. And there's he's put
that's
a
where they're bloody going.
He's put a little emoticon of a carrot.
He's put an emoticon of a carrot. Yeah, picture. Like, no wonder I can't find carrots, picture of a carrot, in the supermarkets anymore. Oh, dear. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Lloyd Langford.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd.
Cheers, guys.
See you soon.
I'm going to go and see if I can find a fat German rabbit.
Off he goes to find a fat German rabbit. Right.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Rosie likes Strictly.
Rosie likes carrots.
Rosie loves a carrot, but she also likes Strictly. As soon as she hears that music, Rosie takes an interest. She never watches the show. She just likes the music.
Yeah, but Rosie loves the theme tune.
Rosie.
I know the person. I've met the person who actually created that theme tune.
Really?
Yeah. A guy called Josh. Yeah.
He created it.
Yeah, he was the one who composed that.
It's such a good theme tune. It's so catchy.
How do you know who composed the Strictly Come Dancing theme tune?
It's so catchy. It's probably the theme tune of Britain, this, you know.
Bringing joy to households across it. It is a good theme.
Totally.
Rosie loves it.
Yeah.
Shall we try him?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Let's see if you know him. Put your money where your mouth is. You'd be like, who is this?
Hello.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh. So I don't know what's going to happen. Let's have a look.
Oh, nice.
It's Dress Down Sunday, is it?
Yeah, Dress Down Sunday, exactly. right, hang on a minute. Now, what I'm... Now, can you see me now? Am I the
right... Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, you're the right way up. We can only see down to your waist, which is great.
Quick. I'm also going to record this audio onto this computer. Well, you can see here. I'm going to send it to you in full stereo with the same stuff that the Beatles use.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Yeah. Have you got anything better?
I've got stuff the bootleg Beatles use.
I always found them a bit tinny, the Beatles.
Too much treble.
But I'd love to have a setup like that. We're gonna build a better setup.
We can get some guitars.
No, we can't play any instruments. But we need a better setup.
And you're in the sort of kitchen there or something.
Yes, we are. This is our basement where we record the froth. It's nice, isn't it?
This is a little basement kitchen. Yeah.
Very domestic setup.
But it's not. Is not a professional setup at all. We need those. See those sound things you've got. We need those.
What, speakers?
No. The soundproofing.
The sound thing.
Stuff. Oh, soundproofing. Yeah, those things. Yeah, we'll start with some egg boxes. You'll be fine. And then build up to a bit of foam.
So you play keyboard for Procol Harum, don't you?
I do. Play Hammond organ. Yeah.
So on the biggest hit.
Yeah.
White Shade of Pale.
White Shade of Pale. You're doing that the famous Hammond bit on there.
Can you do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
That bit is what the I wasn't ready to go.
I can't believe we just had a bit of White Shade of Pale. I feel very, very privileged. But we rang you to talk about Strictly, actually. We're talking, there's a story about a giant rabbit and he is big.
How big?
He is big. I'll show you a picture.
Can you see our dog's tail?
He's about as big as that dog.
I can see your dog's tail, yeah.
Yeah, he's about as big as, he is about the same size as our dog, but I'll show you the rabbit. There he is. Look at that.
Look how big that rabbit
is. Bloody hell. That's like a goat or something.
Yes, he does look like a goat. She's holding him up, and he is sort of he's the size of a Labrador. Whatever, he's massive. But anyway, apparently he loves Strictly Come Dancing.
That's bizarre. And how? And prove it.
Well, when Rosie's the same, our dog is the same. When Strictly comes on,
when the music comes on,
the music.
Do, 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 do.
That one.
That's the one.
Oh my god!
Carry on.
It's so amazing. Look at a little tail going.
When we did the music for it, we put a very very high pitched dog whistle in there that only dogs can hear.
That explains it.
And
rabbits.
All
That's
the dogs.
What it is.
Yeah, it brings all the dogs into the studio.
Into the lounge.
I didn't mean that. Into the lounge. Yeah.
How did you get the gig? How did you get the gig, Josh?
Well, obviously, there's a guy called Dan and I. There's a guy called Dan McGrath as well. Dan and I wrote the music together. We started. That was the first thing we did, really, as a partnership. Whichever. How long ago it was now? I'm looking at one of the... sounds really naff, this. I'm looking at one of the awards there. 2000... I think about 2004.
Right.
And I'll tell you how we got it. It's very simple. I'd just started... Well, Dan's more of an engineer, really, and I'm kind of the musician. Hence, you know, I play the piano, and he doesn't. But he was friends with one of the guys at the Beeb at the time. And he asked us to fairly and squarely pitch for a theme tune, for a TV show.
Yeah.
And we said, okay, what is it? And they said, it's called Celebrity Come Dancing. And and it's kind of loosely based on Come Dancing, but it's going to be celebrities. And Bruce is going to be, Bruce Forsyth will be the presenter. Sounds like a great idea. I'd done quite a lot of TV stuff myself before then, like entertainment stuff. So we pitched, and it wasn't 5 minutes, I promise you, because it's an open canvas for a start. And being an open canvas, of course, means that actually, where do you start? Because do you do something that one of the popular misconceptions that a lot of the TV producers and you guys will understand this as well is that often they don't really know what they want until they hear it. That's kind of one of the things they say, you know. I'll know it when I hear it. And they said, well, it kind of needs to be, you know, it needs to have excitement, and it needs to be Saturday night, and it needs to sit well with Bruce. I mean, did you know that Bruce wrote the Generation Game theme?
Did he really? Yeah, Bruce wrote it. I didn't know that,
but I can't remember how it goes now because I've got Strictly in my head.
Me too.
It's the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
Oh my God, he wrote that.
Brucey wrote that, yeah. So I think he pitched. I think he pitched for Strictly, but he didn't get it. We sat and pondered for a while, and we thought about maybe it could be a disco track, or maybe it could be a bit, you know, modern as far as at the time modern dance music. And of course, all of that. The trouble with all of those things is they date very quickly.
Right.
And I was on my way to the studio one day, and I thought, you know what we should do? We should do something kind of Latin based, because it's infectious as a vibe. Yeah. It's party atmosphere straight away. It's glitzy, it's brassy without being cheesy. But anyway, so we kind of buggered around, and we decided to come up with a tango rhythm. And then I just started going, you know, literally.
Such a good tune. It's a belter.
Like that. And because, I mean, you've got that kind of... Generally, a minor key is good for that. I mean, if it was major, I'll show you the difference. Here's minor. If I went major, it's like, oh, that doesn't sound right.
No, that's not right.
No, I love terrible. Minor key.
It's too happy. It hasn't got any drama.
Yeah,
no.
Oh! Yeah.
That's like, oh, it's sultry.
Much more, yeah.
That's proper Latino lover, isn't it? That's Latino lover affair. Yeah. There's something good happening.
So then I started playing initially something a bit slow, sort of.
It's not Saturday night enough.
So, that kind of thing.
That's not Saturday night enough.
It needs more Saturday night.
It's not Saturday night enough, you see.
No.
You needed to give
that's
it a bit more.
Tuesday afternoon.
Friday. It was Friday. Needed to speed it up.
If it was Friday tea time, that'd be fine.
It would have been great, yeah. So we had to go Saturday, polish the floor a bit more, turn the tempo up a bit. But I want to hear more about this this rabbit.
Did you know?
Or is it just a pretend story?
No, it's a real story.
No. This massive rabbit loves your theme tune.
but he hasn't written to me, has he?
There's the headline. You can read it for yourself.
Right. Yeah. My giant. Hold on, stick it back up, Rod. Keep talking.
My giant 20 pound rabbit
loves watching Strictly on TV and has his own bedroom.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. And Rosie doesn't watch the show. I'm not going to lie. But she doesn't.
No, but she likes
stay for the whole show. But when the theme tune comes on, Rosie knows it's coming on. I'm sure of it. Yeah. She loves the theme tune.
And then she just walks off.
There's a few things that the beginning of Strictly has. What I think it was Tony Hatch who wrote Crossroads and all those great things.
Yes.
He said the secret to Strictly is it has a fatal intro, is what he called it, and it has that that real call to action because it goes and because it does that, it's like, oh, I know what it is, and then Dan goes hey, which. When you're making a cup of tea, you go, or a gin and tonic, you go, oh, Strictly's on. So the rabbit probably thinks, fuck me, carrot, Strictly's on, or something. I don't know. It's the same thing.
But the rabbit watches the actual show, whereas Rosie won't. She listens to the theme tune,
and then she really
doesn't like Claudia Winkleman.
Well, it's that eye makeup.
I don't know why. I've met Claudia, perfectly lovely, very good presenter, but Rosie's just not taken to her.
She's a lovely girl. But what is Rosie a Labrador?
A mini Labrador.
Partly. Why does that explain it?
Do they not take to her? I've got a black Labrador. And,
well, doesn't like Claudia Winkleman?
No, she doesn't like the other one.
Did you know you had a winner with that? When you pitched it,
you pitched a bidding process.
Did you know? Is it not like that?
No, what happened is I think we knew we actually called it at the time. We called it You've Been Tangoed.
Yeah.
That was your working sort of title.
Working title, yeah.
Wow.
And sent it along to them. And they came back and said, Yeah, it's absolutely bang on. We love the whole concept of it being Latin. I hadn't completely developed the tune at that point. You know, I think we kind of went, you know, and then that was all it was at the moment. And then I think, God, I went, that might have come the next day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. Wow. There's a lot with comedy. If we write something and then sometimes it doesn't land with whoever you're sending it into, you kind of go, oh well, we'll use that for something else. We'll use it again. You know, did that ever cross your mind? Like, oh, we'll use that definitely for something else.
Yeah,
like
definitely
something that's banging.
It certainly
that'll
does,
come in
yeah.
for a South American pet food advert.
Labrador.
We'll keep that. Don't throw away you've been tangoed.
Don't throw away that.
Keep the file. Well,
like a ringtone, your own ringtone.
That is actually a really good point. And we certainly have, me as well, just on my own. I've got a drawer full of tunes that have never been used.
Really?
But occasionally you pull them out and you think, if I tweak that a bit, it hasn't been used for anything else. Same for you guys with a gag, isn't it? Like, definitely. If I tweak that a little bit, I could certainly use that, you know.
Listen, if you've got anything, Josh, in your drawer, right, that you definitely can't get shot of anywhere else, we love it.
We love it. Get it, it's not the tip.
What, a gag or a piece of music?
A piece of music. If you've got anything that's definitely not going to fly anywhere, you've had it for 20 years sitting in a drawer, go, that's not going anywhere, we'll have it.
Do you want, this is a genuine offer.
Right.
As it's lockdown, a lockdown special, do you want me to write you a theme for your podcast?
Yes, please.
Would you?
Yeah, obviously.
I will.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
That would be incredible.
That would be very, very cool. I'll do it.
Absolutely, I'll do it. I'd love to do it. It would be an honour. And Barry's an old friend as well, and it's lovely to meet you guys.
I'll level with you, when Barry said, oh, yeah, I know the guy who wrote Strictly, I presumed he was lying.
Does he lie a lot,
it's one of his
Barry?
Lies. You know what he's like?
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, no.
Josh, that would be absolutely amazing. Yeah, we'll definitely take you up on that offer. That's incredibly kind of it. And wow, what a fascinating conversation. And I'm very glad that you and Barry know each other, and we were able to chat to you and see you in action. That was amazing.
Well, okay. Oh, brilliant. Oh, thank you so much.
Here's the dog. There's the dog.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Yeah, she's,
she did the look. Did you see that? She did a little.
She did a little cha-cha-cha.
She did a little Latin.
She probably
look.
Thinks it's on.
That's amazing. Anyway, listen, Josh, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, love.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
So which are you going for? Froth of the week, which one do you want? Which story was the frothiest? The giant rabbit who watches Strictly Come Dancing with his own bedroom, or people don't like bad breath?
Well, I mean, that one, the bad breath one, because that's a given, isn't it? Massive rabbit, huge story.
There it is, the massive rabbit, huge story, bad breath, non-story. Froth of the week goes to bad breath. Congratulations, Stinky Gob. Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to special guest Lloyd Langford and the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the Strictly theme tune and soon to be the creator of the Froth theme tune. I'm genuinely excited.
It's so exciting.
I'm genuinely a bit giddy.
No,
he's not going to give us that one.
What?
He's used that one Strictly.
No, I've totally misunderstood what's happening.
Well, you thought we're going to—he's going to give us license to use the Strictly theme.
Yeah.
No, he's going to do us our own very. I'm genuinely excited.
Okay.
I'll read that.
Don't forget, you can contact us at the Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate us at 5 stars, spread the word and tell your friends, and listen in next week for our brand new theme tune. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.